Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Freedom Wire, your number one source for patriotic truth. Connor, Ryan, Sean, we're here today to talk to you about the actual articles of impeachment.
Yay, they're here.
That were drawn up by the House Democrats and the House Democrats only.
It's only one party system. Right?
It's a one party system. Go ahead and comment below. Do you think they overstepped their bounds? Do you think that these articles will stick? Yeah. Will they stick? Let us know below. Comment below. Also, if you can, please like the video, share it. If you haven't already, subscribe, and then hit that bell so you get notified every time a new episode comes up. Also, before we dive into the impeachment talk, which is going to be something we'll be doing. We should just change the name of this from Freedom Wire to Impeachment Talk.
Impeachment Talk.
If you'd like to get a deeper insight into Ryan's brain, which I don't know why you would.
But
if you'd like to, please.
The censored part of my brain.
Please go to freedomwire.com and subscribe to the page. Get the emails. We send them out twice a day. Let you know exactly what's going on in the news, an AM and a PM
and the update weekend too.
And the weekend. And plus, you'll know whenever a new video is up too, because we send those out as well on some of those mailings. So please go to freedomwire.com. And if you want to buy the swag, and we know you don't look at that. If you want to buy the swag,
we got rappers
and
too.
We know you do. Go to the store tab at freedomwire.com and go ahead and shop around. I'm sure you'll find something for everybody, especially during the holiday season.
We're down to less than 2 weeks, or 2 weeks, basically.
And the just cups, about. We just sold another
1,000
mug a few minutes ago.
Yep.
So if you want one, you better move fast. All right.
I feel like we're trying to delay having to talk about impeachment. I feel like this.
Here we are again.
I feel like it was a long intro on purpose because we're tired of talking about
it. Wasn't that long.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. We had to talk about it. Go ahead, Connor.
Well, we finally made it to official things happening. We just talked about that the other day. We've been talking about impeachment for months. Thus far, it has not been official at all. Now, they finally wrote up articles of impeachment, and Ryan, you're kind of the one who covered this for us, but...
they couldn't have come up with more vague.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, well, so unless I'm sure you, by the time this podcast comes out, you'll have heard, but if you haven't, the Democrats are writing articles of impeachment against President Trump for abuse of power and obstructing Congress, which I don't...
Not obstruction of justice.
I don't think that's in the Constitution. Obstructing Congress?
Actually, obstructing Congress is in the Constitution, referred to as checks and balances.
Right, and it's also, there's obstruction of justice. But anyway, but even before we get into that, the one thing that, the big elephant in the room that is not a part of their charges is in their focus-tested word, bribery.
But here's the thing. Neither is a high crime.
No, there's no
crime. Or a misdemeanor.
No, I mean, they...
Every president, you could get every president on abuse of power.
Well, and at some point they all work on their... Because, like Nadler was saying, he was basically putting himself first or his political priorities or something along the line. I don't even... That's called being a politician.
That's what presidents do.
Yeah, like Obama, I mean, he did the same thing. Are you going to tell me he didn't do any of that
Are
stuff?
You saying Obama didn't do that, Jerry, when he bowed so low you could see the reflection of his eyes in the Emperor of Japan shoes?
Or when he told Dmitry Medvedev, wait till I get reelected and I get a little
more flexibility.
Just don't, take it easy with me now, bro, is basically what you're saying.
Until you get hot mic, drop it.
Yeah, exactly. So if we're going to play that game... Again, we have to go back to the fact that that's a tell that even the Democrats know they don't got the goods. Because otherwise, what was stopping them from doing it?
Well, did you hear the other rumor that's been floating around about this? There is a small contingent of Democrats that are floating around censure instead of impeachment.
So they were trying to water it down enough to get them to vote for it?
Well, it gives them an easy out of, we're just going to all get together in a group and hold hands and say, you know, what Trump did was bad and we'll... Give him a slap on the wrist, and we'll let you off with a warning this time.
They made
everybody go about your business.
They literally just made two impeachment offenses up. Can we just admit, this is amazing. If you think about it, I know we're joking about it. This is absolutely amazing what they just did today. Mm-hmm. They've just literally made up two things to impeach a president. So that should scare for future administrations, this is, I mean, what's to stop? I mean, the Republicans, next time the Democrat comes into power, like, oh, I think you didn't look at me right. That's abuse of your power.
That's the thing about abuse of power. It's very
general, too, yeah.
It applies to anything and can be pretty subjective.
Like, to me, an abuse of power is, you know, I don't know, say something weird like Obamacare.
When they make you buy a service? Yeah. Or how about when you target the IRS of your political opponents, your tax returns?
Yeah, is that not...
Oh, wait. Who did that? Trump?
No.
Oh, it was Obama.
There was that other guy.
Yeah, I'm playing stupid right now. It was Obama.
Yeah, his only scandal was wearing a tan suit, don't forget.
Oh, yeah. His attorney general was censured... Whatever.
What about Fast and Furious?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You can get into Obama movies. Scandals any day.
Yeah, and look.
He was the perfect president.
And look, this has nothing to do with Obama.
But it makes a good point. It is important. Just because we were saying that, again, I didn't think Obama should impeach for any of that, but either do I think Trump should be impeached for this. But that's the same justification you could use for the stuff Obama did.
And that's the thing. Like, the term abuse of power is so vague that they... You could apply it to anything.
You say that, though, but to me...
The IRS thing always concerned me, though.
Well, that's concerning. To me, what's more concerning... Fast and Furious is more concerning...
When people die.
Because American lives were lost because of it.
Right. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? That to me, is... That's an impeachable offense. To me. Yeah. I don't have to worry about it. I'm not a Congress member, nor ever will I be. I will never get into politics.
But now that I'm thinking, don't write about it for a living. Anyway, but I'm actually kind of looking forward to the Senate trial because I think it's gonna. Well, we've talked about this. It's gonna expose them a lot. They're gonna call Adam Schiff. There's Schiff. I almost did it. Adam Schiff.
You did do it.
Adam Schiff to the podium. They're gonna probably try to call Joe and Hunter Biden. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, why not?
This is gonna be the political. Hey, just. It's not probably good for a country, but it's going to be entertaining as hell.
Well, no, and I think here's what
I'm actually going to watch.
And why not bring people? Because they're even talking about. Sorry, I was just going to say there's even talk that they're bringing back in the Mueller report. Is the obstruction of Congress is supposed to tie into that? They don't know that for sure yet. But then I hope they do because then they can bring in all the Comey and the Clappers and all these guys in and let's have it out, guys. Let's have it out.
Well, I disagree. I think it'll be good for America. I think it's time.
I just mean in like this whole last 3 years.
Right. But here's what I think. This is what needs to happen. All the cards need to be put on the table. Everybody needs to lay down their hand and show what they're holding. And now there will be no question as to who is doing what and why they're doing it.
Right. Well, I'd be very excited about it. I wrote an article a month or two ago saying I was kind of rooting for it because I think, I mean, if you've ever had any, you know, personal stuff, sometimes you have beef with people. That's, you know, once you get it out there and stuff, sometimes it solves a lot of problems. Like, you know, or not, and people just don't talk to you again. But that's my story. But anyway.
The question is the crime that they were trying to go for was bribery. And it's telling.
That's like, the giveaway.
That's that they could not get the article. They did not draw up articles for that because they know. That there was no bribery, there was no quid pro quo. If there were, you can bet your ass that they would have drawn up articles on bribery.
Well, how many witnesses would they end up with? 17 or something? 12 in the witness phase. So 12 basically fact witnesses. And the only one that talked to him, as we know, was Gordon Sondland. And he said Trump told him no quid pro quo. I just want Zelensky to do the right thing.
Do what he wrote, ran on.
It doesn't matter what your damn impression was. They're like, oh, like 12 people said they were under the impression that Giuliani was taking orders from Trump to do this. Like, that's great. How's that? That would never hold up in a court of law.
12 impressions equal zero facts. You can't round that up and roll it over into having factual evidence all of a sudden because 12 people thought something.
Again. It's just, and then the other thing that cracked me up today in Adam Schiff, when he was speaking to the press, he was talking about how he was trying to get ahead of the argument of, well, why are you guys moving so quick? And he was like, Well, because there's already a witness in the it was like one of another Trump. I can't even keep track. There's so many investigations into Trump from these guys. It was some, I think it was one of his tag or no, it's Don McGahn. Don McGahn is like, from the Russia investigation. So there is another from the Russia thing. There are 8 months there has been held up in the court if they can be forced to bring him in front of Congress or whatever. So Adam Schiff is like, well, that's why we need to move now, because we'd have to wait for all these people to get here. And you mean like conduct an actual investigation of people that actually talk to Trump?
You mean find the actual facts first?
Isn't that incredible that the press doesn't pick? I mean, they're gone, but I'm just like, how is that not one of the headlines? Adam Schiff says, well, we can't wait for the pesky courts to get...
Well, he even said it's not about the crimes. It's about 2020. It's about not being...
Yeah.
It's about the election coming
They've
up.
They've been very open about that from the beginning.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ones who deny it don't do a good job.
Only the stupid ones are smart enough... Or the stupid ones are smart enough... to be honest.
Yeah. The fact that they're that honest and nothing happens to them... is a sign of where we are politically, because then that's just like, oh, we can come and be open about our underhanded motivations and absolutely nothing is going to happen to them.
So here's another thing Adam Schiff said today at the press conference when they were announcing the articles of impeachment. He said, this is the second time the president has actively sought and gotten help from a foreign government or to help an election. This has already happened before. I go, you idiot. No, it did not. Did you read any of the damn Mueller report? Any of it at all? None of it. He not only did Trump not talk to a Russian or work with a Russian, not one single American worked with him. So he lied again, as he did for the last 3 years about the Russian investigation. He lied again and said that Trump was working with the Russians to get, and that's what helped him get.
But what can we do? How can America hold him accountable?
There's no way to do it at this point, because everyone has just. Accepted to go along with the Russian interference.
Why cannot Trump? Can Trump sue him for slander?
He could, but I don't see any way the court would.
Yeah, it's a high bar.
Slander cases are libel cases are very hard to
Yeah.
Hard to do.
But
then you get into free speech things.
Yeah, no, it goes back to what I said earlier. I think the. Maybe not law, you can't hold him accountable, but you could expose him in front of the entire nation. You put him on stand in the Senate. And I hope
that's going to happen.
And he should be...
Because Ted Cruz has already said...
Oh, I want Cruz to question him. Oh, he'd be a great question.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
But Ted Cruz has already said, we'll bring everybody in front.
Well, not just because of the whistleblower thing, but also because he ran the committee that investigated the impeachment, so they got to bring him in front, right?
They got to bring him, and they're going to bring the whistleblower.
Oh yeah, Cimarelli.
That's not a whistleblower. He's a leaker. How do we know he's not a whistleblower? He did not go through the proper channels. He went to Schiff's office. That right there negated his whistleblower status. If you would have went to the inspector general, then it would have been a whistleblower. He did not go to the inspector general. He went to Schiff and then to the inspector general.
And then, as we know, once the press leaked or the press reported that he went to Schiff's office, the whistleblower, then all of a sudden Schiff didn't want to hear from him. We don't need to hear from him. We already know all the what happened. I go, oh, interesting. It was just a week ago. I remember you saying you wanted him to testify and you were working with him to testify. Interesting. Funny how that happens.
Yeah, and yet everybody was mad at Donald Trump Jr. for tweeting out his name.
And not to mention, so one thing, this procedural stuff, and it's kind of boring sometimes, but it is important. That by House rules, you're supposed to have a minority hearing day, and Jared Nadler has not allowed that to happen. So the Republicans have no recourse.
Basically. So there's basically no... Again, this is...
Did they have the deck so stacked in their favor?
Here's the thing. This is what makes this scary. This is tyranny. These acts are tyranny. When you're only allowing your side to be heard, that is tyranny. Well, how is that not the definition of tyranny? Am I wrong?
You're right.
It's
Road
tyranny.
To Serfdom is Hayek called his book.
Yeah. It's tyranny hiding behind the mask of victimhood. Like they're trying to say that the Democrats, have been victimized by Trump's brutal administration.
Oh, it's horrible.
And they're here to save us, and they're fighting for the underdog here. Well,
how can the majority be the underdog?
Exactly. They're pretending like for some reason they're the ones who are being oppressed, and that they're the champions of the people. They're not. They're violating every rule in the book because they don't like Trump.
This is going to be weird. Like, I don't know if this is just what I've noticed, but it seems like I'm seeing less and less Trump hate on social media.
I haven't noticed that.
From the hardcore people, yeah. I still see it. But from the general public, I'm seeing more and more people kind of like...
The approval ratings are going up.
I'm seeing more more impeachment fatigue.
I think it's probably more fatigue. Maybe.
Right, and that may be.
Which still works
in his favor.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Average America can see the truth here. You don't need to have a degree in... in politics or political science, you don't need to have a law degree, to understand that this is a railroad job.
Well, and here's the thing. So they keep bringing up I've heard multiple people, the talking heads on TV and read them in the papers and stuff, say that this is what Trump did is worse than Nixon and Clinton. I go, actually, Nixon and Clinton, there was an established crime, and there was actual obstruction of justice that Nixon committed. There was actual.
Did Nixon actually commit it though?
No. Follow me. Obstruction of justice, where he denied, he actually prevented evidence from being collected, like basically. And of course, we know the whole thing with the tape. That's what I'm talking about. He didn't order the break-in.
Right.
No. And then Clinton, as we know, he lied to investigators under oath. Trump, what crime?
They're saying obstructing of Congress. Well, all the stuff was tied up in the courts. He was fighting it with the legal system. So if they had just waited for the courts to make a decision, then it wouldn't have been obstructing. There would have been a legal decision about it.
So here's the question. Has anybody looked up obstruction of Congress?
From the people I've heard, that I've read today, they're like, there is no such
thing. Yeah, first time I ever heard
it's called separation of powers.
First time I ever heard that was this morning.
It's called separation of powers.
Yeah, I heard of
it. So they have two articles, but only one kind of legit
abuse
one.
Of power.
Abuse of power is their most legit.
But even that's like, you're going to have to be more specific on abuse of power.
This is...
And they have to stay vague, though, because... As soon as they get into specifics, their narrative starts falling apart.
And I hope, and I think you're seeing that. The people have their minds made up that they want Trump impeached. They're never going to change their mind. But I hope that the American people, I think you're starting to see this in the polls and then in the apathy, basically, about this. That hopefully they get to the point where like they see through this sham. And I think they are, but I really hope that they do, because if what the Democrats just did today was literally make up law.
Well, here's the hilarious thing to this whole thing is conservatives have been wanting them to impeach him. We've been wanting
Trump
this.
Trump has been wanting to be impeached.
We've wanted this impeachment because we knew what it would do. And we knew, let's take the Horowitz report. The Horowitz report basically proved what we've been saying for years.
Although the media will say the other way, but yeah.
No, the FBI used the fictitious Steele dossier as the basis of their investigation.
Right. And I'm just saying the media spun it.
Media tried to spin it, but the truth, the bottom
line... By the way,
line,
they're going to find political bias in this Durham report. He's basically said as much, so whatever.
Regardless of whether there was political bias or not...
It's still bad.
We found this rampant incompetence and an attempted cover-up of the fact that they used a disproven file... as the basis for spying on American citizens for
good job, Jim Comey.
He wants an apology.
Yeah,
Comey wants an apology.
I got two fingers for you, but I'm not going to use them right now. Anyway, I'm not going to apologize.
Could you see Trump apologizing to that man? Trump won't apologize to the five guys who are exonerated from.
Why? Yeah, I can't see Trump apologizing
the Central Park
the things when he's actually wrong.
Not only,
let alone
Jim Comey is. Who's worse, him or J. Edgar Hoover? Like, I don't know. Like, he's got to be up there as one of the worst FBI directors. Not only that, Comey also should have been fired by Obama for overstepping the bounds of... No matter what you think of Loretta Lynch, and I was not a fan, he went way over her head to when he did that press conference and basically made himself judge, jury, and executioner with the Hillary Clinton email thing.
That's basically
he should have been fired by Obama.
That's just a guy who's bad at his job.
He sucks. He's awful. And yet he's out there pontificating and preaching about how he's like this moral authority that it was he was him versus Trump. He was saving the republic. It's just
and I'm a Republican and I'm doing this. You're not a Republican.
Not a Republican, James Clinton.
You're not.
That's why politics can't be the most important thing, because why are we supposed to support you just because you're a Republican? You're also kind of a crap human being, and you're terrible at your job. So.
You know what? I could, with all this going on, I could almost see the argument that you can make that if you become a federal employee, you should not be allowed to vote.
Oh, I don't know about that, but
it would never make sense, but I could see it. I could see it because. Now that you're...
Oh, you're going for your own interest, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, you now have a vested interest in...
You have a vested interest in who or what is, it becomes president, or not even president, but just in our leadership. And if you know, depending on how high up the ladder you are, it could really you could really change the outcome of an election.
Speaking of that, did you... I know you wrote the article about it, so you saw it. The thing with... In the Senate, they're trying to... Pass the thing of any senators who are currently running for presidential office should recuse themselves from the upcoming impeachment trial because they have a vested interest in getting Trump out of office. I think that there's currently five of them.
Yes, yeah.
Who are Bennett, Booker, Warren, Sanders, and Klobuchar, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So those five are currently in the Senate, which means they would be voting for or against the impeachment of their primary political opponent.
This is all the cans of worms they opened up. This is what the Democrats have done. I was just thinking, the thing about like Comey and other people like him, they're so self-righteous. You know, it's just like, oh, I'm like, what did he call his book? A Higher Loyalty. That's what Jim Comey called his book, A Higher Loyalty. And I was thinking, like, I was looking at the Greta Thunbergs, the How Dare You. And I was looking at, like, this friend of mine on Facebook. I don't usually get into many, like, Facebook things, feuds with people. But this one, I finally had enough of this guy. This guy posts things about Dan Rather all the time. Have you seen these memes of Dan Rather? He's like, he's speaking out against Trump. Like, he's the honest one. I finally go, all right, dude. Dan Rather, the same guy that got fired after 44 years from CBS for making up a story about George W. Bush going AWOL. That guy, the guy that made up, was notorious for jumping on a story and making things up, and the reporters in his own field hated him. That guy? And then, he goes back and, like, said, when you come back at him with stuff like that.
Just because they're a reporter doesn't make them a paragon of virtue.
That was my point.
Look, here's what a reporter is. A reporter is a talking monkey. He has found a way to report or to talk about what he is given as news. He doesn't make the news. He doesn't decide what's news. He's given reports and said, here, say this.
At least ideally, that would be how it works. Instead of reporters...
Yeah,
trying to create.
There's no reporters anymore.
There's none.
Or
journalists.
I'm pretty sure I didn't see Dan Rather sticking up for John Solomon, who had his call data obtained by Adam Schiff. I don't remember him. I've seen that. I don't know.
I don't follow Dan.
You don't follow Dan Rather a lot? Okay.
Well, this is just another step in the direction that we knew we were headed. At least now it's official. We know the Dems have nothing, but. They have two articles.
They admitted they don't have anything.
They have nothing, and they have two articles.
By not putting bribery in there, they admitted they have nothing. Which bribery, by the way, is just a focus. It's a focus test word. They started using it after the holidays.
After quid pro quo became unpopular.
Yeah, exactly. So then it's bribery.
You heard bribery right after Thanksgiving, and then you haven't heard bribery once this week.
What do they just like go to like some focus test at some Thanksgiving table? Somebody's like Thanksgiving, like what word do you think sounds worse? Like show of hands, quid pro quo.
Well, if there's
bribery,
why not just go with murder?
Pass the stuffing.
He murdered someone.
What's
on Fifth Avenue?
And we'll prove it.
He shot
next
somebody
year.
On Fifth Avenue. He shot somebody on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah. Before we head out,
lose a single voter.
Before we head out of here, there was something that like has been something that amazes me. But like, and you guys have seen it ever since they made the announcement that or after the Horowitz report came out, they've been saying, oh, see, we got you. You know, there was no conspiracy. There was no... I'm like, okay. I go, good. I'm glad that there wasn't political bias in this report. I go, I would rather there not be. I'd rather not think that there are Americans actively looking to attack a sitting president. I'd rather not believe that.
But that was insane to their mind.
Right. I said, I'd rather think that. I don't want people, you know...
Of course not.
But... what it did is it showed how much incompetence led to that point. So what's worse, incompetence or bias? Because at least with bias, here's the target. With incompetence, that target can be anybody.
It just happened by accident. And the FBI doesn't just exist to investigate presidential nominees. They do stuff everywhere.
Everywhere.
So if they are this poorly run...
for the biggest office in the land.
What do they do when they investigate, like, the little low-level
the little guys
that come across their desk?
That's why this is so nervous. This is freaking me out.
How many other American citizens get screwed over because the FBI has its head in a hole and, like, can't figure out which way is up?
Yeah, Christopher Wray, the current FBI director, said that one of the... because they're going to make, like, 40 different policy changes as a result of this IG report. And he said one of them was they're going to just go... if this happens again, they're just going to go right to the campaigns and tell them what's going on. I go... we solved a lot of freaking problems if they would have done that earlier, Jim Comey. Idiot.
Oh, I think we'll end it on all that right, note.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you're a lovely guy, Jim.
We don't. Look, I don't care. Look, it all comes down to character. If you do not have character, it shows.
Yeah.
Schiff has none.
Comey has a higher
level. Nadler has none.
Jerry.
You know, I mean, it's across the board on the left. It really is sad. But that's not our place. Our place is just to talk about it. We're
talking about it.
We can only do what we can when we hit the green light or the red light or
red pill
or whatever. Whenever we're in the ballot box here in Florida, we got to draw a line. You'll find out.
I'll find it out. I just made my first election down here.
Thank you guys for listening and watching. Comment below. What do you think? You know,
what happened to bribery?
Yeah.
Did you like bribery when it got?
Yeah. Did it focus well with you? Did it test well with you? Bribery. Comment below. Also, like the video, share it, subscribe if you haven't. Hit the bell. That way, you're notified every time a new episode is up. And again, please subscribe to the newsletter. Go to freedomwire.com. Put your email in. It'll come twice a day, and you'll get some information that you probably won't find anywhere else. Also, while you're there, and if you want one of these hats, I'm going to lift this one up this time. If you want one of these hats, you want a mug, or you want the shirts. Not obviously not Ryan's shirt, because he doesn't really dress for the occasion.
He's too cool to wear.
If the Freedom Wire shirt doesn't have lint on it, he's not going to wear it.
You can't buy these anymore anyway.
So if you want one of these shirts, Freedom Wire, please go to the store tab at the top of freedomwire.com and go ahead and peruse that yourself. Looking forward to the next couple days. Find out if there's any new information. We'll get back to you. What is it? Friday will be?
Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's when we do it. But when will they see?
Probably Friday.
You'll get the new episode.
There probably won't be any new information.
Yeah, it'll just be us banging our head against
the wall. Not about the impeachment. What else are they going to find out?
Right. Yeah. Until then, do you guys have anything else?
No.
No?
Let's go.
Stay free, America.